It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Start the 4 o'clock hour here with the Stock Market Report. It's sponsored by Kendall Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, home of the $21,000 discount. Kendall Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram.com. Mixed day on Wall Street. Dow Jones down 92 points, but the NASDAQ up 141 points, and the S&P 500 was up just over 24 points. Reminder, women's professional soccer is coming to South Florida. We've got tickets for you to win. You want to see Fort Lauderdale United FC at Nova Southeastern on September 29th? You can go to WQAM.com and enter the contest right there. We have Marlins tickets that we're giving away on this show every day this week. Marlins season winding down, but we do have tickets for Beer Fest at Marlins Park when the Braves are here September 21st. And if you want to win those tickets, you got to be 21 or over to win. You want to win those tickets, just keep listening, because sometime before 6 o'clock, we will give them away. Quick look at the headlines here before we give you 15 minutes of game day uncensored. We have some sound from Tua today at his press conference. Headlines from Alejandro Solana, brought to you by Doral Kia. At Doral Kia, choose from over 500 new Kia models in inventory, like Sportage, Sorento, and Telluride. Remember, when it comes to Kia, the great deals are at Doral Kia.
We have the Dolphins injury report that was released. Oh. Also, the Bills injury report that was released as well. Hawk, to start the show, we highlighted that there would be no confirmation today whether Devon Achane or Raheem Mostert, the Dolphins' 1-2 punch in the backfield, would be playing this Thursday. Dolphins, Bills, Thursday night football. Neither of them practiced today for the second straight day. Both DNPs on Tuesday's practice.
That's concerning.
It is.
One thing to be on the injury list, another thing not to practice.
Yeah. I mean, short week two, so maybe you don't look too much into it, but just having the context from earlier today, was it Frank Smith, I believe, who said... Yeah. He basically doesn't know if they're going to be able to go Thursday. Like, having that context and then the fact that two straight days missing practice, not the best sign for Thursday. Dolphins will practice again tomorrow, by the way, and then they'll play on Thursday. A couple other notes from the injury report. Liam Eichenberg limited yesterday, limited again today with a shoulder injury. Malik Washington, who was out for week one versus the Jaguars on Sunday, another DNP for him today. Jalen Phillips, limited in practice. Jalen Ramsey with his hamstring injury, limited in practice. And David Long Jr. listed with a finger injury, another full participation in today's practice.
Well, I'm just looking at the lines. I was looking to see if there was a Tua prop yet, but there's not because, again, we have no clarity on the running back situation. But there's a line here Sunday, Detroit giving Tampa 7.
Wow.
And I'm high on Tampa and Baker Mayfield. And I know it's in Detroit, but man, I'm going to have a tough time not taking 7 with Tampa.
I'm with you. I'll ride with you there. I'm high on Tampa too.
Yeah, I like Baker Mayfield a lot. I thought he showed it last year and week one this year. I mean, that dude was as good as you'll see.
He's that guy that you don't feel is going to beat, win you a Super Bowl, but he'll get you to the playoffs. By the way, got paid $100 million this offseason. 3 years, yeah. $100 million for Baker Mayfield. Also looked really good when they came down here. Remember Dolphins played the Tampa Bay Buccaneers?
Yeah, yeah.
Played that one.
That one drive was ridiculous.
I mean, it was like doosh, 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 just tore the Dolphins defense apart. For the Buffalo Bills, by the way, Josh Allen, he's on the injury report with a left hand injury. He's going to play. We know he's going to play. Sean McDermott confirmed it, but he was a full participant today in practice. Their cornerback, Teron Johnson, did not participate again today, but he's already been ruled out for Thursday's game. Their running back, Ty Johnson, was limited today. Tight end, Quentin Morris, full participant. And backup, Mitchell Trubisky, on the injury report, full yesterday, full today. So doesn't look like we're getting the Mike White revenge game.
One of the pieces of sound we have from Tua is talking about whether, you know, Mike White being on the Bills has entered into his thought process preparing for Thursday night.
Yeah. You want to hear that really quickly?
Yeah.
All right. So he was asked about Mike White being a part of the Buffalo Bills.
You things up knowing that Mike White is on the other side now?
No.
You don't have to. Explain it to me. Why don't you have to?
Why would we have to?
You know, in terms of the signals and the words.
But we don't really signal.
Okay. There you go.
Yeah, I mean, the words, like he's not in our huddle with us listening, and with all due respect, like they can understand all the concepts we're running, but are we running that concept on that play where, with what they're trying to do? Like, you know, that's just the whole game, and. Yeah, we both got to go out and play. Whether we know their signals, whether we know what they got going on, and vice versa, at the end of the day, we both got to go out there and we got to go play.
I mean, as Javon Holland might say, Tua's essentially saying they're kick rocks.
With all due respect, Mike White is ass. I may have gotten carried away there, but that's basically what he said. Like, nah. Not really worried about that guy.
Yeah.
It is funny, though, because he said Jordan Poyer and Cyron Neal could help him this week prepare for the Bills' defense. So it is kind of funny what he's doing there. But listen, you take shots at Mike White, the guy that tried to beat out my guy Skylar Thompson for the backup position. I'll ride with you, Tua. Let's go.
All right, you're on Team Tua.
I'm on Team Skylar. Not much else going on. The Miami Marlins, as we learned in the first hour, they did lose yesterday. They will play the Pittsburgh Pirates in Pittsburgh tonight. Another 6:40 start time. They'll play them again tomorrow. We got a 12:35 baseball game tomorrow, so it might carry over into our show, Hawk.
Well, we don't air the Marlins game, so it doesn't really matter.
Just something to pull a little action on.
All right, I'm just saying. Okay. You made it sound like, hey, we might start late because the Marlins game would be going on.
Okay.
We don't have the Marlins game.
Thank you. Thanks for clarifying.
Seemed like you didn't know.
The Pittsburgh Steelers are going to ride with Justin Fields versus the Broncos this upcoming weekend. That's pretty much it, man. Not much else going on in headlines. Niners beat the Jets yesterday, 32-19. No Christian McCaffrey, didn't seem to matter. Aaron Rodgers, 13 of 21, 167 yards, one touchdown, and one interception.
All right, very good.
All right, you want to hear more of this Tua sound, Hawk?
Well, why don't you give me the weather? We'll wrap up the headlines, and then I'll move things along as I see fit.
Oh, sorry. I forgot this is not the Solana show just yet. Not yet.
I mean, my God, man. Can't we go according to plan here?
I mean, some more Motley Crue. I might be working middays with Tobin soon. Your weather from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm, call them 866-954-MORE. Your accident
attorneys. All right, 15 minutes of game day uncensored. No, I'm teasing. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Call them 866-954-MORE. Always funny. Partly cloudy in South Florida.
Roll
tonight, the lows will be in the upper 70s. That
nice.
Is your weather.
All right, let's do 15 minutes of game day uncensored here. Brought to you by the Lexus RX, the luxury SUV for those who never want to lose their edge. Experience amazing at your Lexus dealer. You can hear Game Day Uncensored 4 hours prior to every game, which means this Thursday you'll get me and Crowder 2 till 4, and then you'll get Game Day Uncensored with Brendan Tobin, Alejandro Solana from 4 till 8. And then maybe 8:15. Will you stay on all the way till 8:15?
We will. We'll take you right up until kickoff.
All right, very good. That is Thursday on this radio station. For your 15 minutes of Game Day Uncensored, Tua was asked today how important this matchup against Buffalo feels.
Yeah, every game to us is important. Every game is important. But I think guys that are in the locker room, guys are in the right frame of mind, guys are ready to play this game. And there's just been a lot of guys that have been here for their off days, not just getting work in, but talking to each other, communicating things that we could get better with, and then going into this week, talking personnel, talking, you know, hey, this guy does this really well, you know, maybe this, that, or whatever. There's just been a lot of guys up here in the building the past day or so since we've played. So I think that's a good thing for us.
Please win. Please win on Thursday. Please.
Yes.
He actually answers something along those lines of my request, because he's talking here, which is what we've talked about today, which is, you know, they can change the narrative because the Bills, you know, the narrative is that the Bills can do whatever they want with the Dolphins. And Tua comments on, you know, people saying the Bills have their number and it's up to them to change that narrative.
That's going to be what's written out there until we do something about that. That's going to be the narrative, that we can't beat the Bills. And until we do beat them, and we beat them consistently, like, none of that's going to change. And we have an opportunity to do that this year. We have an opportunity to do that this Thursday.
One more thing on the Buffalo Bills game Thursday night with Tua here. You'll hear the question, but he's asked if he still has that bad feeling from last year, you know, the regular season lost to Buffalo.
Is there still any sour taste in your mouth from last year's regular season finale?
Last year's last year, Bella. What a political answer. Oh, my gosh. Last year's last year, Bella. We worry about this year. You know, so we'll see what we got today, and then we'll work its way down to Thursday and see what we can do Thursday.
Yeah, I'm down with that. Because, you know, if Mike McDaniel was asked that, you'd start to get a definition of what a year is. And it's like, you know what I mean? Like, I'm down with that. Like, either, what, just one of two ways there. Yeah, it sticks in my craw and I can't wait to wash that taste out of my mouth. Or, nah, last year's like, yeah, there you go. I'm with that. Either or, I'm with that.
But when he hits you with the brother, he's being honest. Like, that's yeah. The sign. Tua's not giving you coach speak. He's not giving you BS. He's being honest. He feels that way. Like, yeah, last year's last year. This year's this year. We got to take care of business this year.
Now, we've talked about the Tyreek Hill video for much of the show today. Here is Tua today talking about his reaction to seeing the body cam footage.
Yeah, I seen it. For me, like, just seeing it the first time, It was a little emotional for me hearing just Tyreek's voice in the footage, just knowing Tyreek. For me, a lot of the instances that I see are just, you know, of people that I don't know, and it's happening to those people. And so for it to have happened to somebody that I knew, and then, you know, sort of hearing Tyreek's voice throughout that. And we talked about it. It was a little emotional. And, you know, I don't know, like, exactly how I would have dealt with that in that situation. And I can't speak on something that I've never personally gone through myself. I've never been through any of that growing up in Hawaii. But he knows that he has my support. I would say just watching the film, in my opinion, I think it could have been de-escalated another way. I don't think it was done the right way. You know, I mean, there's a lot of things that I think could have been done different.
Yeah, I'm with that. Some of the updates to the story. So the police officer who was put on leave, he is seeking reinstatement from administrative duty. Tyreek's agent, Drew Rosenhaus, has called for the officers in the incident to be fired. And Jeff Darlington from ESPN, he got a hold of the actual tickets, which were written to Tyreek. Tyreek Hill was cited for speeding at a visual estimation of 60 miles per hour. So it was visual. And there's body cam footage of the motorcycle cop who watched Tyreek drive by him and then made a U-turn and put his lights on to tell him to pull over. And as you see Tyreek, and again, visual estimation was 60 miles an hour. As someone who tweeted it out, the person who tweeted it out wrote, if that guy's going 100 miles per hour, I'm Usain Bolt. This whole thing, I'm with Tua there. It seems like it could have been de-escalated pretty easily by writing him his tickets and letting him go. But there was an escalation there that I just don't see how it was warranted. But that's where we're at on this. Interestingly enough, though, Tyreek wants to use it as a positive and said as much last night with Caitlin Collins.
Who?
Excuse me. Caitlin Collins, huh. Jimmy. On CNN. I was remembering how Jimmy read the 305 alarm, right, and I was trying to give you a little bit of the same.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, there's your 15 minutes of Game Day Uncensored. We have to get to, in the next segment, the Don Bailey Jr. calls from Saturday. Now, don't get your hopes up. I don't want to undersell it, but I certainly don't want to oversell it.
I would say sometimes bad can be good.
Okay, because you texted me this morning, it's straight up garbage.
Yeah, I mean, he didn't execute. You know what I mean? Like, he did not execute. Cam Ward executed, threw for 300 plus yards. DBJ did not. However, sometimes on this show, we prefer that.
True. That is true. All right, we'll play that for you in the next segment.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Jimmy, you think we should play Noche de Sixto today?
Absolutely.
Hawk and Crowder.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Before we get to the DBJ calls, let me remind you once again, we have a huge event, big QAM event, Smoke on the Water in Weston. It's Whiskey, Stars, and Cigars, Wednesday, September 25th, and it's presented by Ed Morse, Sawgrass Auto Mall. You come out, you enjoy fine whiskey, a good cigar, and a little sports talk with the 560 QAM air staff. Just be a night for everyone to gather. It's free, but you have to have an invite, which is free, but you've got to get it at WQAM.com. So if you go to the website, WQAM.com, click on the Whiskey, Stars, and Cigars logo, which you'll see right on the front page there, that'll get you an invite. Although I think it's waiting list right now. I think the invites are all taken. I think you can get on the waiting list. But it'll get you, hopefully, an invite and a complimentary cigar. You've got to be 21 or over. Please drink responsibly. And then Wednesday, September 25th, you'll come out, join us at Smoke on the Water in Weston. Again, presented by Ed Moore Sawgrass Auto Mall, official partner, the main man. There's nobody to help you, no better help you flip your biz and cash out than the main man. You can go online to themainman.com. Also sponsored by the injury law firm Cohen and Judah. And it'll be a big old night with 560 at Smoke on the Water in Weston. Solana will be there. Crowder will be there. Jimmy will be there. Tobin, Leroy, Joe Rose, Jay Figg, right? Dan Day. Dan Day won't be there. He's going to be producing our show back in the studio, right? Because we're going to do the show out there.
Yeah. Yeah. Dan Day, unfortunately, won't be there.
All right. Jimmy, you bringing your own cigars, or you just going to get the free one there?
I'll probably just get the free one there.
Yeah, free one. What's your favorite kind of cigar, Jimmy? Like when you're smoking a good one?
A free one.
Yeah, free one. That's a good answer. All right, here we go. These are the calls Don Bailey Jr. did on Saturday. Now, I will acknowledge, I don't think we gave him the best clips to work into the broadcast. I think we failed him a little bit.
Yeah, I think that's fair.
The whole piano solo on it's like, I don't know. We may have missed this by like 20 years.
No, I think the song holds up.
The song holds up, but I don't know. I'm not certain on second thought what we were doing here. Who sings this again? Not even that we used her voice. Vanessa Carlton.
Vanessa Carlton.
Not even that we used it. This is the piano solo, though. We just asked him to hum that. And now that I think it through, I don't think I would have hummed it well had I not like just heard it right at that moment. I think this may have been a little too difficult.
And DBJ, A, has never heard this song, and B, right, has never heard of Vanessa Carlton. So like,
right,
maybe somebody who is familiar with the song would have been able to pull this off, but not somebody who isn't familiar with the song.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Like, it's just out of nowhere. And so I'm almost nervous to hear it, but let's go ahead and listen.
5 seconds to go in the half. 25-3 Miami.
Miami backs up Powell on the goal line.
Miami, their final timeout of the half. It'll be 30 seconds.
Oh, no.
Killing a little time here, Joe.
What was that?
I'm not sure. That's just what I was told to do. It's a piano chord. It's supposed to sound like a piano chord, but I'm a little tone deaf after all these years. So it probably didn't come out quite as well as you could do it. If you'd like to give it a shot.
You're all on your own on an island. You're out there on Bailey Island, believe me.
It's okay. Me and Gilligan get along quite well.
5 seconds to go. Ball at the 19 of Miami. They bring the field goal kicker out.
All right, let's do something. Let's apologize to DBJ for giving that to him. That was unfair. It was terrible. It made me laugh, but it was terrible, and that's on us. Let's give him something from the Gilligan's Island theme. As long as he mentioned Gilligan's Island there, I believe Joe may have said Gilligan's Island. Let's give him something from that. Just sit right back and you'll hear a tale of a fateful trip. He'll know the song, obviously, because it was big during his era. That was bad on our part. I take full responsibility for that. Yeah, I can't hear it again. You gotta. I don't like it. I don't want to hear it anymore. The other one that he did, because we gave him four calls. I don't think any of them were particularly good. We gave him from Disney World. It's a Small World After All. Here's what we gave him.
It's a small world.
All right, everybody knows that. Let's hear what happened.
9:14 to play, and the kick is good. With 9:14 to go in the third quarter. Warwick Dallas converts on the extra point. Miami leads it 39-6.
It's a small world after all. It's a small world after all. It's a small world after all. It's a small, small world.
Very good. Excellent work. Well done. A little bit pitchy, but well done. 9:14 to go. Third quarter at Hard Rock Stadium.
Yeah, and he did that perfectly, but his heart wasn't into it because he didn't like any of the stuff that we gave him on Saturday, and I'm going to take the blame on that. I think we failed him. I'm going to take the blame on that.
Sometimes the game plan just isn't good going into the game, Hawk.
You're exactly right. That was a bad game plan on my part. And I stand up here post-game press conference saying that I failed the team on that one, and I'm going to get it corrected for the next game, which happens to be Saturday. Okay? Please, I don't ever want to hear that again. I don't ever want to hear that. Don't put that in the season-ending
the montage is going to be that on a loop for 4 minutes.
I don't ever want to hear that again. We failed our friend. But we failed our friend.
But also, what was that?
Well, because he didn't know it. Well,
but then don't do it.
But the other stuff we gave him was garbage too.
No, I don't think so. Ray Allen, game six, that would have been hilarious.
Too long. That we gave him garbage. For he's going to join us Thursday. We're going to give him Kendrick Lamar.
Yeah.
Right? Because he just got announced as the Super Bowl halftime performer.
Right.
And we'll just give him the chorus. They not like us. Right? And it's a couple of times.
Easy.
That's easy. Let's give him Gilligan's Island.
Okay.
Let's give him La Isla Bonita, which we have on the list. And I sent you a couple commercial jingles earlier in the week. I forget what it was. I know one of them was like Safe Light Repair, Safe Light Replace.
Yeah.
Give him something like that. Let's get him in and out. Let's reel him back in. Let him get his footing.
He definitely was a little checked out doing It's a Small World. You could tell.
Yeah, because we didn't give him any good play calls. You're right. This was bad coaching.
JG Wentworth?
Yeah.
Jingle?
JG Wentworth. 877 cash now. Yeah.
When you need long-term payments and you need cash now. Bad boys.
Wentworth. Oh, yeah, for Tyreek. Let's give him bad boys. Yeah. What you gonna do? All right. We'll make it up to you, DBJ. All right, we got to take a break. I'm so sorry about that. That's on me. Our fault. Please don't play that going out of this segment again because I don't want to hear it again. In fact, I'm throwing my headphones down, and we'll come back right after this.
Unfortunately, this is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Berries and cream, berries and cream. I'm a little lad who loves berries and cream.
Hawk and Crowder.
I don't know how we fell into Motley Crue all day long, but I ain't complaining.
It's enough Motley Crue, though, for a couple months, right?
Yeah.
We're on the same page here, Jimmy.
Yeah,
we're on the same page.
All right, just checking. On this day in 1990, The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air premiered on NBC.
Goat.
Is it the goat?
I don't know if it's the goat, but it's goated. Like it's
goated. I'll give you that. It's goated.
It's a great show.
It's probably on my Mount Rushmore of sitcoms.
Sitcoms, really?
Yeah.
But that's you're probably 1990.
Yeah, but
were you born?
I wasn't. I was born in 94, but that was literally on Nickelodeon. Was it? Yeah, like Nick at Night.
Yeah, Nick at Night.
Yeah, every single night.
Fresh Prince was
my entire childhood. Every single night, I've seen every episode of Fresh Prince like 10 times.
Thought it was only on. I thought Nick at Night was only Friends.
They showed Friends too.
Oh, talk about the most overrated show ever!
How dare you?
The most overrated
Comedy Central.
Show.
Comedy Central has stopped showing The Office every night.
Have they?
I'm like an addict looking for my fix.
Well, you can get it on Peacock. There. Just get it on Peacock, Hawk.
No
commercials.
No.
Watch it like interested. Everybody else. Just stream it. No,
I'm not interested. No, everybody watches it with commercials.
Oh, they don't, man. They don't. I think Fresh Prince was like my first favorite TV show growing up.
Mine was The Brady Bunch. That was my first favorite TV show. I'm not joking. That was my first favorite TV show, The Brady Bunch, because it was always on when I got home from school. The reruns would be on Channel 32. Never missed it.
I watched some Brady Bunch, too, growing up. They had that on Nick. I think it was on Nick at Night also.
Really?
Like late at night, yeah.
You've probably seen the movies, though.
I have. Yeah. There's also like a spoof on the Brady Bunch. There's like a movie where they spoof the Brady Bunch.
Well, the movies are spoofs of the Brady Bunch.
Yeah, that's what I remember.
Yeah. Brady Bunch, though, the original show was great. Maybe we should give that to DBJ. Here's a story about a man named Brady.
He'll buy into that. I bet you he loved the Brady Bunch.
Any of the sitcoms from like the 70s and stuff, Gilligan's Island, Brady Bunch, that's his wheelhouse. You watch the Brady Bunch, Jimmy?
Sometimes. Not anymore, but I used to.
Yeah. Well, I don't think you could watch it anymore unless you like pulled out a VHS or something. I'm not. I meant back in the day.
Yeah, maybe Nick at Night when it was on there.
I wouldn't be surprised if Jimmy grew up with the Brady Bunch. I'm still not.
Well, that's kind of what I was trying to get at. I'm trying to figure out if he's older or younger than DBJ.
No, right. I grew up with the Tanners and the Winslows.
Ah, what is that? Family Matters.
And Full House.
And Full House. I don't think I've seen an episode of either one of those.
No, stop it.
Yeah.
Never watched Full House?
I know it all. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I know it enough just from pop culture and flipping through it or whatever. But, like, a full episode of Family Matters or a full episode of Full House, that's not my thing.
Cut it out. Come on, Hawk.
I don't know which one that one's from.
Have mercy.
Is that the Olsen twins?
Something like that.
Yeah. All right, let me give away these Marlins tickets before we get to the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha happy hour. We have tickets every day this week. So this is your chance today. You'll have another chance tomorrow, Thursday, Friday. Marlins season winding down. We have tickets to Beer Fest. That's at Marlins Park on September 21st. The Braves will be in town. You can enjoy a sampling of domestic, international, and local craft brews. Got to be 21 or older to win. What caller number do you want to take here, Solana?
Why don't we take caller number... Caller number 15.
Caller 15, or how old Jimmy was when the Brady Bunch first came out in 1971.
How dare you?
Caller 15, 305-567-0560, 305-567-0560. 5 o'clock, Funky Buddha Happy Hour is next.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
You, Brooks Koepka!
Hawk and Crowder.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.